You need anything to eat, you tell me.
Pre-season friendlies, about getting fitness, but maybe disappointing not to get wins.
Well, of course you want to win every game you play, but I think if you've watched the game, the keeper's been unbelievable, you know, and a bar in the post, and we should have been very, very comfortable. I'm more disappointed about the two goals we conceded, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought there was a lot of very good play in the game. Bear in mind, there's a lot of the boys playing their first period of time in this season, never mind, just started training, some of them. So, we've had a few injuries, you know, some of them are getting minutes now, so that's good. We've had a couple of young boys playing, we had a few trialists in over the last few weeks that we felt, you know, maybe weren't just at the levels yet. And it was a bit unfortunate for them because the timing, as I say, the COVID situation, they've probably not played since last February, some of them, you know, and this is where these boys are, unfortunately. So we're getting there with the group we have. As I say, we're hoping to freshen up within the next, as I say, 2 weeks. That's going to be freshened up, but hopefully quicker, and we know that. And we've got a few boys hopefully on the road back from injury, which is always important. But getting the minutes in the legs is important. As I say, I was pleased with a lot of the stuff today, but obviously very disappointed with the goals we conceded.
There was 5 trialists you let away then, and you brought in 1 more today. Obviously looking for 5 or 6 players.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think you see that the squad's bare in many respects, you know, so we had 1 substitute today, you know, so it's not through the hard work you're trying to get people in, but as I say, we've got a couple of injuries as well, which has not helped during this period. But we're getting there slowly but surely, but as I say, hopefully we'll have news on a couple this week. And then, as I say, right through to the window shuts, I'll be looking to try and bring players in to make us better. I think that's the most important thing. I want to bring people in that's going to enhance the group. I think that's always important. You don't bring numbers in just for the sake of bringing numbers. And I think anybody that's watched me through my career, I'm not big with massive squads in the respect of that. And it's not because I don't like that, because I like everybody to be able to be a first team player. So if I can get 20 quality players, I'd rather have that than have 25 and it's spread right across the group, because obviously a player costs his wages. So I'd rather spread it in a way that I feel is important, that I think everybody can affect a match day. You know, that's the way I'd like to build the group, and that's what I'm trying to do. It's a lot of hard work going into it because of difficult situations. Even bringing people up is important because, as I say, because of the COVID situation, getting hotels, simple things that probably people don't even think about at this moment in time, but for us it's massive. But we're looking and we're close to a few things, and we're hoping we'll have some news in 1 or 2 by the start of the week. And then hopefully as we go along before the window shows, I'm sure you'll see the group is much stronger and a much better position than it is at this moment in time.
But it's maybe a bit soon for using the loan market, but I assume you might be looking at that as well later on.
Yeah, I think that's massive. It's a bit easier doing that here because you're coming into a full-time environment. You know, last year was much more difficult because they had to come out of that full-time environment and then they weren't allowed to go back into their bubble. But now they can stay with us and they're our actual player, which makes a hell of a difference when you're trying to get into a loan market. But the problem with the loan market is the quality you're looking at. These clubs are wanting to keep them in at this moment in time to round about their teams or their first teams, even if they've been on the bench or involved. If it's a time to let them out now, they just want to give them a bit of time to get through the pre-season because of all the protocols are going to be testing and whatever. So I understand that side of it as well. But then I'm not just going to go and take someone in for the sake of taking them in because we can't get someone at this moment in time. We know we'll get bodies in the door, we'll know we'll get quality in the door, and as I say, that's what we're always looking for. We always want quality, enhance the group, and I've been really pleased because a good thing for me, I've been able to see the younger boys play, you know, and that's very pleasing for me. And anybody that knows me, it doesn't matter their age, as long as they can play, they can play. And I've been pleased with them, their attitude's been excellent, and they've deserved their opportunity. Whereas if you've got a big squad, sometimes you're giving them less minutes, and I'm very, very conscious of that. So I want them all up to speed, and as I say, their attitude and that to their training and their performances in training deserve that we get an opportunity. So now it's up for them to just keep in my eye and make sure that they have a part to play in this season going forward, because we know what the challenge is to be number one, and that's what we're trying to do.
Today you've brought in Dennis Mehmet for his debut. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, it's very pleased. No, Dennis is a quality goalkeeper. We've got 2 quality goalkeepers now. I think Dennis brings strength and quality to a position I felt we were weak in, because we'd only 1 goalkeeper. And I think it's something we have to be very, very careful of. But you could either go young, you know, or you go with someone that's going to be challenging. And I think the more you have each other challenging on the pitch in the same position, as I say, your teammates on a Saturday, the rest of the week, he's your competitor. And that's what we want to make sure the training ground's like. You know, you're competing every day, so come a Saturday, you've got the best players that's trained well or played well previous, and they get the opportunity. But I always feel that the training ground's got to be ultra-competitive to have a successful side.
And welcome back to be an international player in Vitas.
Yes, it has been. It's a difficult one. When I've been on international duty myself, whether I've been coaching or managing or playing, it's always difficult because when you go away, there's a lot of time spent in the hotel just sitting about, eating and drinking food and food and that all the time. And you don't do a lot of training. So even though you're on international duty, there's a lot of downtime. And you can see that today, he was blown a little bit, but he only trained, as I say, from Thursday. And his first day on the actual training pitch was yesterday, actually, training with the ball. So it was nice to get him the minutes in. We didn't want him to get 90 minutes in, but unfortunately we have to, as you say, because of the size of the squad we have at this moment in time. So, no, pleased to have him back, and hopefully when he gets fitter, we'll see the right a right good player. He's got all the stature of a centre-back. Now we need to get that quality in his feet to make sure he gets better there. But I never want to take away from defenders being defenders. And you see that, we win the header, and young Paul, for all the good football he has, he lets the runner go. We've just scored. So they're the wee things in the game that we have to be making sure. They're the fitness levels you've got to be at. You know, everybody can run, but can you think and play at the same times? And that's what we've got to get from the group. And as I say, I've been very, very pleased with them. And as I say, I'm just disappointed we never won the game. I always love winning games. The amount of chances we had, we should have won 3 or 4 games. Great goalkeeping, bad misses. But nice to see Nicolai getting his goal as well. And I think that's important for a striker to continue to get in the box, even though he'd been a bit unfortunate prior to it. And I thought Kevin O'Hara again was excellent. You know, his work ethic's incredible. And as I say, I'm really, really pleased with that part of the pitch.
And what happens next? Is there another pre-season?
Yes, we have. We've got one lined up for Tuesday, and we'll have one lined up for next Saturday. So we've got 2 games there, and we're hoping to have some bodies in. If not for Tuesday, definitely for next Saturday. And then we roll on to the big one, and that's what we're desperate to make sure we've got everybody fully fit for that, and hopefully a few bodies in to help us.
Excellent, thank you.
Pleasure. Thanks for that. Pleasure, thank you. Safe journey back.